Good morning. The time is 8:16, and you're listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. My guests today are Allison Nelson, the new scientist and research and residency fellow at Sitka Sound Science Center, and Alex Ravello, director of the science and residency fellow, and also a research biologist. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Alex, would you mind talking a little bit about what this fellowship looks like?
Sure. The Scientist in Residency Fellowship Program is funded by the National Science Foundation. And in this case, for Allison, it's also funded by the National Parks Service. And the objective of this program is to allow the Sitka Sound Science Center to invite preeminent scientists from around the country to have a mini sabbatical. So they spend a month in Sitka focusing on their research, ideas, writing papers, or just getting inspired by our beautiful landscape. And in exchange of that, we ask them for a week of their time to engage with the community and do outreach activities to allow the community of Sitka to learn about their research.
And Allison, we'll get to your research in a moment, but I'm wondering if you could share your story of how you got here.
Yeah, sure. So I study migratory songbirds, and I've focused on the hermit thrush. And the hermit thrush is a bird that breeds in Sitka, so many people might have actually heard it singing now. It's arrived for the breeding season just in the past couple of weeks. And as part of my master's research at San Francisco State University, we put geolocators on hermit thrushes that winter in the Bay Area. So geolocators are little devices that they wear like a backpack that help us track their migratory pathways and migratory destinations. And we found that hermit thrushes wintering in the South Bay, south of San Francisco, some of them actually breed up here in the archipelago. So I spent a year looking at these maps of this amazing habitat and location and geography, and came up here to see what this place was like, where I followed my birds up here to see what they were doing and where they came to breed. And so I met this amazing community. I met folks at the Science Center, and now I'm back here to work for a month continuing my research on hermit thrushes and providing education about birds and hermit thrushes and my research to the community. So I'm really passionate about birds. I'm really excited to talk to people and share people and help them geek out on birds as much as I do.
And what does your research look like right now here in Sitka?
So right now I am, my goal is to get blood samples from hermit thrushes in different parts of Baranof Island. I'm working with collaborators from UCLA and California State University Channel Islands to develop a genoscape. It's actually a map of genetic variation across a species breeding ground. So we're trying to find out if there are genetic differences in one population of hermit thrushes to the next, and we can then create this map of genetic differences, and then eventually later we might be able to get feather samples or blood samples from birds on the wintering grounds, get their genetic information, and then associate it with the breeding ground so we can make those connections between migratory wintering and breeding grounds simply by taking blood samples or looking at DNA and feathers.
And is this sampling happening, where is this sampling happening right now?
So I was here last summer and I did a little bit of preliminary sampling around the Sitka area, and so I'll be continuing to do that in the national park or in some of the off some of the trails nearby. And then I'm working on trying to get to a number of different spots around the island, on the other side of Warm Springs, and then also to South Baranof. So we're looking at trying to see if there's any small scale genetic variation within the islands. You know, did things like mountain ranges prohibit gene flow over time, and are we going to be able to see differences in maybe from one side of the island to the other, et cetera?
And you had mentioned a few moments ago that you're trying to get to Baranof Warm Springs.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a ride back from Baranof Warm Springs later in June, and I need to actually find a ride over to Baranof around May 29th. So if anybody wants to let me hitch a ride with them, then you can contact us through the Science Center.
And you had mentioned that it's a really important time to be studying birds. National Geographic had named this year the Year of the Bird.
Yeah, yeah. So 2018 was named the Year of the Bird in honor of the centennial anniversary of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So this is the act that was passed to protect all non-game native songbirds and really all non-game birds. And it's the law that prevents anyone from killing native birds, from taking their eggs or feathers or nests. It's also the bird. It's also the law that that prevents what we call incidental take or the incidental death of birds through things like oil spills or uncovered tar pits or things like that. And so, birds provide an incredible favors for us. They provide a lot of economic benefit to us, like eating mosquitoes or eating pests that impact crops or forest health. And they just, the University of Exeter just produced a study that showed that people that have birds around their homes are actually happier. They're good for mental health. So birds provide us all these services and benefits, but we're not really doing the best job at taking care of birds. They just ask for clean water and air and a great place to raise their young, good habitat that's safe for their young. In 2017, the North American Bird Conservation Initiative produced the North American State of the Bird Study, which actually showed that over a third of native birds in North America are declining at a rate where if we don't take some immediate conservation action, they're at risk for extinction. So we have a couple of these things going on that are really important right now to think about. Another important factor is that the current federal administration is actually working on is trying to weaken the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. They're trying to make it so that corporations that are violating the Migratory Bird Treaty Act through incidental take, through those incidental deaths such as oil spills, cannot be prosecuted. So they're trying to reinterpret that law. So it's just a really important, and that got kind of slid in with a little memorandum right around Christmas time. And so it's just a really important time to be thinking about how we can learn about birds and share birds and study birds and respect birds. And Sitka's a wonderful place to do that because you just walk out your door and you can't avoid bird song. It's everywhere.
It's true. And I think there are a number of people in the community who would, be really interested in talking to you more about your work, learning more about the birds in Sitka. And there are a few events coming up. Alex, where can people learn more about Allison's work and what events can we look forward to?
So we are organizing several events starting with today. Allison will be at the Charter Cart at 11 a.m. For an hour and a half with a table set up to kind of show her research equipment and how she does research. And anyone can come by and ask her questions and learn about the other activities that she'll be doing. So that is today. And on June 9th, we are organizing a bird walk in Totem Park. And that will start at 7:30 a.m. with some coffee and bagels. And everyone is welcome to join us for this bird walk. And young birders are encouraged to come and participate. And then on June 12th, Allison will do a collaboration with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And maybe Allison will want to tell us some details about that.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. So I'm working with a pianist and a flutist to discuss the Hermit Thrush song and talk about the song's structure and why it's so appealing to us. Hermit thrushes are really, many people consider them to have the most beautiful song of all North American songbirds. And so we'll be, the flutist and the pianist will be sort of playing responsively to mimic how hermit thrushes sing together in the forest. We'll talk about the song structure. They'll play a piece, a composition by Amy Beach that was inspired by the hermit thrush. And so it's going to be a really, really nice collaboration between bird enthusiasts and music enthusiasts. And it should be really fun.
We have quite a bit to look forward to. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Allison, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Yeah, thank you.
I just spoke with Alex Ravello, director at the, director of the New Science in Residency Fellowship at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Allison Nelson, the New Scientist in Residency Fellow. And if you missed this morning's interview, you can hear it on our website, kcaw.org.